Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and it's a little bit of small business heaven, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll go there and check it out and use it to your advantage. Everything there is free, unless you decide to buy my book. We're going to charge you for that. Otherwise, it's free thanks to our outstanding corporate partners. David Williams is our guest. He's a new friend. He's Vice President of Policy at Citizens Against Government Waste. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. And I know one of the things you want to talk about is the death tax. You know, folks, as you've heard me say before, about 100 plus years ago, there was this little war called the Spanish-American War. And in order to fund that war, the government decided to tax folks when they die, on the assets that they have remaining when they die. And David, the last time I checked, that war is over and we won. Well, and yet here it is a century later, we're still being taxed on the money that should have been targeted or earmarked, I should say, to fund that war. What's going on?
Boy, you say that, the word earmark, and I get all tingly and nervous. Because whenever you talk about earmarks in the federal government, it really sends a shiver down everyone's spine. But no, you're absolutely right, the death tax. There is no reason to tax people after they die and on their estate. Basically, what you're doing, when you're the government and you tax, and you have a death tax, you're saying, we don't want you to be successful. We don't want you to have a business that actually has assets and that you make money, because you know something? We're going to tax it when you die. It just seems so patently unfair.
Even though you've already paid taxes on the assets that you've accumulated.
Not only that, but you've contributed to the economy, and you've contributed, you know, to the overall well-being of the country, and here the government is saying, but that's not really a good thing, so we're going to tax you. And basically, the reason why they do it is because they can't control their spending. And they need revenue because they spend so much money in the course of a given fiscal year that they need streams of revenue. And they need to cut spending, not cut these, get rid of, you know, these crazy programs. That's what they need to do, and not raise taxes and not bring back a tax. I mean, right now, the death tax is scheduled to be repealed in the year 2010. But guess what? It's going to come back in 2011.
Comes right back. And that's what amazes me. If you wonder whether our elected representatives have no shame, how could you actually put something like that on the books, Dave? I'm having a little bit of trouble imagining how they could do that and then look at us with a straight face.
Well, it's frustrating, but I think that what they're trying to do is, you know, pull one over on us and say, listen, we're repealing the death tax. Just, you know, don't worry about it. Just go away. You know, we did what you wanted us to do. But, you know, they failed to mention that in 2011, well, guess what? It's coming back again, just like a bad quarter, right?
100%. Well, and the thing is look at what that does to the financial planning industry and the people who are trying to plan for their future. So what's the answer, David?
Well, the answer is for the government really to get out of our lives in so many other ways, too. Because, you know, if you're a small business and you're planning for the future, and you say, you know something, I really want this business to thrive. I really want to increase, you know, my assets and, you know, grow my business.
And well, pass it along to my children.
And pass it along to my children. There's no incentive to do that right now. Mm-hmm. And the federal government, unfortunately, has been, you know, has inserted itself into the business climate and is not helping the business climate in this country. And then you have the larger corporations, which, you know, we can talk about, who are looking for a bailout from the federal government. Well,
you're speaking now of, for example, of the United Airlines.
Absolutely. So where are they going to get this money? Where are they going to get this money to bail out?
Let's be a little clear about that. Folks, as you know, United Airlines is in bankruptcy, and they're basically in the process of defaulting on their pension plan, right?
Absolutely.
On the defined benefits pension plan that they have.
Boy, you know, I wonder, you know, which came first, the federal government defaulting on their Social Security or United Airlines on their pension. I mean, it really is
Well, now, David, you seem to be painting a pretty bleak picture here. Have you got any kind of good news in the future? How could we lurch controllably or uncontrollably towards some good news?
Well, we need to get members of Congress and elect members of Congress that are going to do the right thing. And I know that if you look at the numbers right now, there's 535 members of Congress. There's probably about six or seven that are friendly and actually are trying to help small business and business. But, you know, it's like the continent's moving. It takes time, but it's got to happen. And Senator Tom Coburn was just elected in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. doing a fantastic job. Really, you know, business-friendly and taxpayer-friendly. So, you know, it is happening, unfortunately, one senator at a time. But, you know,
isn't there some kind of activity in Congress this year about permanently repealing the death tax?
Absolutely. We're part of
where
a coalition.
Where are we on that?
Well, it's slow going, but I think that, you know, with continued lobbying, we really can get this to be a permanent repeal of the death tax. And, boy, I think it would be amazing to see. Let's permanently repeal the death tax and see just the economic activity this is going to spur.
Is that a bill? Where is that? Is that a bill that's been written and is moving through Congress, and where is it?
It was introduced by Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
Right.
And it is moving through Congress right now, but because of all
what
the
is
other...
That? What is that? What is that bill number?
Don't know the bill number, but it's called the Jobs Protection and Estate Tax Reform Act of 2005.
All right. What kind of a chance has it got of getting through?
Boy, you know, we haven't done a vote count, but I would say that it's an uphill battle considering all the other things that are happening in Congress right now. The transportation bill,
the energy bill, Social Security debate over the filibuster, all that kind of stuff.
And you got to give Congress time for their pork barrel projects.
Yeah, they got to get
that
stuff.
I mean, you know, there's that takes some time to add all those pork barrel projects.
Is there a concurrent bill in the House?
There is not.
So it's only happening in the Senate right now.
Correct.
So basically, what you're saying is there's not much of a chance of the death tax being permanently repealed this year.
This year doesn't look very positive, but. You know, fortunately, the death tax, you know, is being reduced over the next 5 years. So not that I think that we should wait too long, but we have a little bit of time to get our forces together.
Right. I see what you mean. Dave, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with David Williams. He's Vice President of Policy at Citizens Against Government Waste. When we come back, we're going to talk about these defined benefit plans that the government may have to bail out right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with David Williams, Vice President of Policy at Citizens Against Government Waste. David, give us your website, please.
It's cagw.org.
Tell us a little bit about the organization.
The organization was formed in 1984 after the Grace Commission, and basically Peter Grace, after he presented Ronald Reagan with the Grace Commission.
I remember that.
Yeah, he wanted an organization to follow on and to be the official follow-on, and here we are 21 years later with 1.1 million members and supporters across the country causing trouble for the federal government and trying to keep them honest, keep them transparent, accountable, and, you know, save a few bucks at the same time.
Jack Anderson, columnist and famous curmudgeon, Jack Anderson was involved in that in the developing of your organization too, wasn't he?
Muckraker extraordinaire. Yes, he and Peter Grace got together and formed the organization. And what's great is Peter Grace was a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ronald Reagan, everyone knows, was a Republican. So here you have really a bipartisan effort to create a movement that really doesn't look at, you know, the parties per se or the political aspect, just the fact that, hey, yeah, the government wastes money and it isn't accountable.
So I remember the Grace Commission. Did anything good ever come from that other than identifying what needed to be done? Did anything actually, did we get any deliverables out of that?
Well, your listeners may cringe when I say this, but the base closing commission came out of the Grace Commission. That's a huge legacy of the Grace Commission is the base closing commission, and also the Chief Financial Officers Act, which put a chief financial officer in every agency as a way to help monitor the expenditures of each agency. But we've seen how well that's gone.
I think they turned in the chief facilitating officer instead of the chief financial officer, David. Let's talk for a moment about, speaking of government waste, we mentioned earlier about United Airlines defaulting on their defined benefits plan.
Right.
Could this be the first of many dominoes? And I know there's an organization set up to bail out some of these, but it's already in almost basically bankrupt itself. What's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is about a year ago, a little bit of a kind of background here, about a year ago, Dennis Hastert tried to bail out United Airlines from bankruptcy.
Right.
He went to the Treasury and tried to convince them to bail out United. Was unsuccessful. We obviously put out a lot of information to stop that bailout. We were successful, but it's coming back again. And in this case, the pension benefits of United Airlines looks like there's a movement to have the government pay for the pensions. And now think about this. This is going to establish such a horrible precedent if this happens, because you have other companies, airlines, car manufacturers, that are waiting in line for the first shoe to drop. And that first shoe obviously will be United. And just think of the financial repercussions on the U.S. economy, on the taxpayer. This is a very dangerous and scary time for taxpayers if this happens.
You know, David, I believe right now there are law firms and probably consulting firms who are developing strategies for how to help companies probably go into Chapter 11 and emerge on the other side intact but without their defined benefit obligations. I believe that's probably going on right now. And of course, the alternative is, what's the name of the organization, the government organization that was set up to bail this out? Not ERISA is the ultimate one, but what's the other one? I've forgotten the name of it.
Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation.
Yeah. And what's the acronym? PBCG or something like
PBGC,
that?
PBGC, absolutely.
PBGC. So, but that organization is, if I understand it, is $43 billion in the hole right now.
Oh, that organization cannot handle the impending doom of the United bailout. No, this is something, and we really wish that the corporate actors would look at their long-term ramifications of what they do, and asking the government for this sort of help. They don't understand, and we would hope that they would not do this in the national interest, and just to look at the repercussions of what they're going to do, because they're really looking out for themselves, which you have to do initially, but also you do have to look at the national good and what this is going to contribute to the country as a whole. And this will not contribute anything positive. And in fact, as we mentioned, it's going to be the ripple effect.
But then what's going to happen, though, is this is going to be dropped on the doorstep of politicians who want to get reelected, and many of their constituents are recipients of these defined benefit plans. And so what are they going to do? They're going to put us into further deficit spending, which is your realm, David. What are we going to do about that?
Well, just a couple of months ago, or maybe a month ago, there was a report that came out that businesses now say that the deficit is more of a problem than terrorism, that the deficit is really more of a threat to their financial well-being than terrorist attacks. That is unbelievable to see that in just a little bit less than 4 years, we have come full circle.
Right.
But I think it shows the importance of the fiscal realities of this country and of excessive spending and not paying for that excessive spending. Well, as we mentioned earlier, we are paying for it with a death tax. I mean, that's their solution.
David, give us your website one more time before you go.
www.cagw.org.
Thank you for being here, David. Come back another day.
Absolutely.
David Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with the Citizens for Citizens Against Government Waste. 29 after, I'll be right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
What is love? Can a child...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.